World leaders are meeting in the building behind me in an attempt to stabilize Afghanistan. Their strategy is to boost the Afghan police force and army, as well as increasing foreign forces in the country. Furthermore, they want President Hamid Karzai to govern the country better. But there are many skeptics around here as well, who feel that the real problem is the foreign occupation of Afghanistan, and that's not being addressed here.
After talks which lasted all day, the world leaders claim this conference would be decisive in plotting the future course of Afghanistan. They announced more aid for the country and political and economic reforms. But perhaps the most controversial announcement was the plan to effectively bribe so-called moderate members of the Taliban, who do not have links to Al-Qaeda, to stop attacks on occupation forces and join the government's side.
Moving towards peace, reconciliation and reintegration is what Afghans agree on. We must reach out to all of our countrymen, especially our disenchanted brothers.
This plan immediately raised concerns among some of the Afghan civil society organizations present, who think a Taliban comeback would be a disaster, while others said it was the least bad option, the only way of stopping the war.
Who are the moderate Taliban? It's just everybody would claim that they are moderate Taliban, especially if incentives are there. A country whose more than 60% of population live under 25 and they are jobless. Of course they are going to join the militants and we would have more violence.
The people who are against this kind of dialogue with the parties are the people mostly from the Northern Alliance, which is about the 5% of the whole of Afghanistan.
The world leaders also announced that Afghan forces would take control of security in some provinces by the end of 2010. A statement at the end of the meeting said the process could be complete within 5 years.
The intention is for some provinces to transition by late 2010, early 2011. On the road to meeting President Karzai's commitment that half of Afghanistan's provinces would have Afghan security leadership within 3 years, and the whole of Afghanistan be within Afghan security leadership within 5.
Meanwhile, outside, protesters were calling the conference a waste of time. They labelled Hamid Karzai a Western puppet and called for the occupation to end.
Really, this is to prop up Hamid Karzai. It's to continue the occupation. It's interesting, leaving Afghanistan is not even on the table when this is the root of the instability there. So I don't think anybody expects anything from this conference, simply more of the same.
The world leaders present at the Afghanistan conference said that this is the last chance for their strategy of stabilizing Afghanistan. But increasingly, public opinion seems to have already concluded